many clients are super glad to be close with their pet now. They can't be as close with family that lives in another town or with coworkers. They're distant from them or from their friends, but they can be extra close with their pets right now. My name is Katie Felton. I'm a veterinarian, and I'm owner and medical director of Grateful Heart Veterinary Hospital in Portland, Oregon. Initially, when the COVID-19 pandemic became real, you know, the way that we interacted with clients was going to change. People being at home way more with their pets has changed the number of calls we've gotten, because people are seeing things that their dog or their cat does that they normally don't see them do. And then another big factor is there's been a huge wave of new adoptions and new puppies and new kittens, because many people look at their situation and say, I'm going to be home for months on end here. This is a perfect time to get a puppy and raise a puppy. And so we have had this huge influx of brand new pet owners, never had a dog before and rescued a young dog or, you know, purchased a new dog or whatever. And so there's been a ton of puppy 101 and kitten 101 that's happening as well. I grew up in a small town here in Oregon, and we had just enough land that we could rescue a lot of critters. Yeah. So we always had two or three dogs and a handful of cats, and I had rabbits and rescued a couple of ducks and you name it, guinea pigs, all of it. This is Beatrice Fern, and she is a 12-year-old greyhound. She's a retired racer. So she was adopted by us when she was almost 10 years old. And she has helped us so much, because she is our one dog who stays at home most days. And her greeting when we come home, you know, is so over the top. And just, you know, as all of us dog lovers know, that, you know, running to greet you and needs a hug and everything. And then she's been a really, really good reminder that we need to get outside and move our bodies a little bit, get some fresh air and smell the roses despite COVID. Self-care and mental health and all of that is a big, important thing in veterinary medicine now more than ever. Like, it's a topic that's actually being talked about and brought to the forefront, because the suicide rate's particularly high in veterinarians, and the burnout rate, you know, people who become a veterinarian and then decide to not be a veterinarian anymore. It's a caretaking profession. Many of us get into it because we want to save every single creature, you know, and you can't save them all. You know, it's like, there's a lot of learning how to let go of some of that stuff that it takes to be a veterinarian and be well. I've had a client who I've known for a very long time actually lose two pets, like, since COVID. I'm a hugger. I'm a crier with my clients, you know, and the inability to just embrace a client that's gone through not just one, but two losses during this time of all this distance and isolation at home and all everything is really hard, both for the client who knows me and really wants that hug from me. I want to give that hug really bad. Like, I almost need it as badly as she does.